upset you now.
I'll tell you what's getting on my tits is, you know when you like go to somewhere to get some food and like you're at a place, this is something, I mean, this is specific, but when you go to a place that is sort of known for something, and then, so there's
what do you mean? Do you mean like Wagamama's Katsu Curry?
No, not specifically. So there's a pizza slice place that I've been going to, which is like...
So Nando's Chicken?
A pizza slice place specifically is what I'm talking about. let's just bring it back to the actual specifics. But yes, you could use that as a... as an example, if you wanted,
thank you.
And then, so you go there, it's busy, and there is someone who's ordered like something that's not the thing that they're known for. You know, why have you? So there's a massive queue outside this place of people that are waiting to get slices of pizza, a massive queue, 20 minutes. And then there's someone there, and the bloke came out and goes, "Oh, John," and the bloke's like, "Yeah," and he goes, "Oh, you got you'd ordered fries." So why would you come somewhere where there's a 20-minute wait because they are known for their pizza slices and wait 20 minutes for fries? The fuck are you... What are you doing?
I know. I know exactly what you mean. That is infuriating. How was the pizza?
I mean, it was fine, but just by the time it came, I was just so pissed off. I was kind of just eating it in a bad mood. It was good. It wasn't as good as the previous one I had.
I don't think other people, right, are as angry about this as I think it comes down to what you're talking about, right, which is you don't understand why he has queued that long and held other people up in the queue to order chips, right? And that's where the anger is coming from, isn't it? Not understanding the way that person's brain works. I have this with a technology that is part of cars. We're in a heat wave, right? Me and you are up in Edinburgh. We're in a heat wave. There are a lot of taxis. I've been doing a lot of taxi journeys up here. And there are a lot of these taxis with the automatic doors that you get in, right? Mm. First of all, the driver looks pissed off when I go to open the door myself. So I go to open the door. I say, hey, just leave it. You go, fucking hell, that is not my fault. Most cars, you open the fucking door yourself, okay? I didn't realise...
The DeLorean in Back to the Future.
Exactly. I didn't realise I was in the future in Edinburgh, right? So I'm sorry. I hope I didn't break your fucking car, okay? So I get in, right? We're in a heat wave. The taxi is boiling. Right?
My God. I got one the other day and had the heating on. I felt instantly sick. I was like, mate, is it right if I open the windows? Like it was a weird suggestion. It's like, it's 34 degrees outside and you've got your heating on full.
I know, right? So I get into this big automatic taxi, one of those giant ones, right? Mm. I sit down and I look down.
An automatic taxi? Sorry, hold on. I've just got to pick you up on that. What do you mean an automatic taxi?
Sorry, the big taxi with the automatic door.
Right, okay.
Right, yeah, no, understood. So I sit back in a car. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, it's boiling in here. Mm. I look to the left of me. There is a button to have the window down, right? Can you imagine my relief? I'm really hot. I know it's only the small things, but I think, thank God, nice little drive around Edinburgh. Look at Arthur's Seat. Look at the cliffs with the window down. Lovely. I press the button. Nothing happens. The window's not going down. What's going on? Oh, that's typical. Right, I've only got the car where the window's not working. Sorry, driver. Is the window broken? Can you unlock the window, please? Hey, it's still open. Like, it's working. It's behind you. I look round. Sorry about the accent. I look round, right? It's one of these windows that they used to get on three door cars. You know those cars when you've got to climb in to the back seat? You know those cars, right? You push the button down, the window opens outwards for about half an inch. You're talking about not understanding why someone has bought chips. What the fuck is the point in this? Like, why have you even bothered to go to the effort of making that a thing in the factory? Like, don't even waste your time, mate. That is not giving anyone air. I'm fucking dying in here. I can't breathe. I'm suffocating. And that window is not helping me. That needs to come with like a scuba diving mask where the tube actually goes out the window. It's fucking mental. It's pointless.
Like a straw.
Like a straw. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That gap in the window.
What's the point? But yeah. Paul, no, but talk to me. Right, talk to me. Me and you are designing a car, right? And I say to you, yeah. Well, we need a window. And you go, well, you can't have the windows that go down. We don't have the money. And I go, well, why don't we have a window that pushes outwards? From the back, by the way, not the front where the air is coming from. Behind
it's
you.
It's basically working. If anything, less air is getting in. It's diverting the air from where it needs to get to.
It's an air diverter. You're right. These shouldn't be called windows. These are air diverters.
This
right?
car has been fitted with state-of-the-art air diverters.
Right?
Like right. fins. And also, it's slowing the car down. You're basically driving into the wind with flaps coming out of the side of the car, which is probably not good for fuel consumption, which at the moment is not what you wanted to go. I mean, what I will say, conversely, is they have sort of stopped making those.
Right, well...
And when I say sort of, I mean about 30 years ago.
No, but not exactly, but not in the big automatic door taxis.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. They have stopped them unless it's a big taxi. But if I were to say to you in this meeting when we're designing this, I say, Paul, I've got an idea though. All right, we can't have the windows go down. People are going to be a bit hot, but I've got an idea. Why not with the back window, we push it out maybe a centimetre?
Okay.
What do you think, boss?
I go, you've taken leave of your senses. Get a doctor's note. You're clearly stressed. You are not able to make rational decisions based on, you know, what people need in a car.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in 6 weeks. go on holiday. And come back when you can fucking think straight.
It is absolutely insane.
And I would also suggest that you don't get a taxi to and from the airport.
Yes. I've just...
taxis as well, you feel like an absolute prick when you get in one on your own, don't you?
Yes.
You feel so lonely when you sort of sat in the back of one of these seven-seater taxis on your own. Yeah, just like, bloody hell. Can't even fill a bloody seven-seater taxi.
I don't like it when they don't unlock the door until I've given them the money. I don't like that I'm being told that I'm not trusted.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You give them the money and then you hear their... It's like, what did you think I was going to do, mate? I'm 36.
Well, I know what you're going to do. You're going to do a runner for a taxi. Yeah,
I'm 36.
I mean, that is, if you're a taxi driver, would you have a weapon in your vehicle?
What sort of weapon?
I don't know, machine gun, machete, pea shooter. Take your pick. You can have any weapon you want. It's like Grand Theft Auto.
I actually think you'd make a great taxi driver.
Okay, why?
Well, you know, when you're in a good mood, you're chatty.
Yes. I think I'm best for about 5 minutes max. I think my life would be good if I could just meet everyone for 5 minutes and that was it. I think anything beyond that, like people, I'm just like, oh, yeah, this isn't. And I'm really good for 5 minutes and that's it. I think that's what we should all aspire to just go through life and try and meet everyone for 5 minutes. Yeah, he was all right, wasn't he? I reckon he'd be great over an hour, but like 5 minutes, oh yeah, I enjoyed that.
Friendship's weird, isn't it? Because with friends, I've got friends that I love dearly because they've been friends for a long time. I'm going to be honest with you, Paul. If I met them now, I'd think absolute bell end.
Mm, yes, definitely. Particularly as people,
go on. Actually, Bellend, the friend I was thinking of, Bellend is a bit harsh. I would just not be interested. But I love him, and I am interested in seeing him because I love him and I've known him for a long time. But now, if
Some
I met him now,
that's
I was
the kind of that's one of the you know they like to have people that are very different, and that's the kind of rich tapestry of life. isn't it? I would like to know 15 people that are all exactly like me. But that would be great. They just all look different, but we're ultimately the same.
Well,
in fact, I think the world would be a better place if everyone was exactly like me, but just looked different.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to pull you up on that one.
I think the world would be a much better place. I think that's something that people are failing to recognise when they're sort of talking about the problems with the world at the moment, is that that one definitely foolproof solution would be if it was just filled with people like me. And the sooner people start accepting and admitting that we can all just move on.
This should, yes, that's a t-shirt, isn't it? All we need is Paul.
Yes. All we need is Paul. There is a slogan I can get behind. Finally. People should be out marching now with those placards, and I would, yeah.
I think what I believe that what you
be
do subconsciously,
Paul.
I think, but what'd you say?
Be more Paul.
Choose Paul.
WWPD. What would Paul do?
Everyone choose Paul. That's fantastic.
Yeah, choose Paul. Yes. Oh my God, I can hear the tills of those merchandise companies ringing now. Choose Paul. Just picture me underneath it with both my thumbs up.
Oh God. Paul, not war.
Yeah. Make Paul, not war.
That's what your parents did.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Well, they made love and made Paul, actually.
Make love.
Anyway, let's move on from that as quickly as possible, please.
Well, I think that what you're trying to do in your friendship...
I'm trying to help.
That's
what I'm trying to do.
What one is trying to do in building friendships is I think that... If you look at all of your friends and you take elements of each of your friends, you can rebuild yourself. So I think you do that in theory, subconsciously.
Right.
So there will be a piece of me that is in you.
No. Hold on. Can we just stop right there? I don't know much. What I do know is there is no piece of you in me, nor will there ever be.
I think that there is. I have a piece of me.
You have not polluted
you.
Me.
I have a piece of me in you.
I think
you have a piece of me.
I've got a vaccine. I've been triple vaxxed against any part of you ever entering me. And I will have a booster as soon as one becomes available.
Yeah, but I will give you the booster.
No. You are the real virus.
Do you not think that? What is the part of me that is in you?
There is no part of you in me.
You're deluded, man. There is 100. Then it's delusion.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I am in you.
You're not in me. You are outside.
I am in you.
You've been denied access and you haven't got a passport. You have been stopped at border control.
I think I'm in you. I think you were in me.
Because basically the police think that you have bad intentions and you have come to the country that is Paul.
You would fucking love that if there was a country named after you. Yeah,
that's what I'm looking to do. Create a master race. I am a Paul supremacist.
That is a terrifying thought. I'll tell you that now. A world.
I'm looking to start a Paul-tatorship.
You would definitely have. It would be like it is in Korea. There would be like big flags with your face being traded.
I'd bloody love that. That is a recurring dream of mine, that I'm at Glastonbury and I'm looking out over the sort of pyramid stage and all I can see is a sea of flags that have all got my face on. With "Make Paul Not War" slogans on them, and I think it will happen. Me headlining the main stage.
I can imagine.
People wearing. Do you remember? What was his name? Frank Sidebottom. It was the comedian with the giant paper mache head. Yeah, That, yeah. Just the crowd, I look out and it's just everyone's got those giant paper mache heads, but it's my face on there.
I think.
And everyone's just like dancing around having a great time. And I'm just stood up on stage going, how's everybody feeling? Hey, what do we want? And everyone goes, Paul. And I'm like, yes.
I can imagine waking up. It's a nightmare. I wake up and everything, it's like being John Malkovich. Everyone is you. And but also like the bat, like the Beatles are now called the Pauls.
Yes. And so is every other band. Paul, Kate Bush is just called Paul. Oasis is called Paul. Bloody hell, Paul's number one this week. All of the podcasts are called Paul. Every TV show is called Paul.
What's Sean doing?
There is no Sean. You're also called Paul. Forget Sean.
I fucking knew it. Thank you for listening. And just in case you don't know, myself and Paul are taking What's Upset You Now live to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. You can see us every day at 4:30 p.m. at the Pear Tree.
And then at 7:30, I will be performing my new stand-up show, We Go Again, at the Underbelly, 7:30 every day.
After you've seen Paul, grab some dinner perhaps, then come and see me at the Stand One at 10 p.m. performing my show, Sean Walsh is Dead, Happy Now.
Ticket information for all of these shows can be found in the episode notes below.